B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Brian?
Yes. Molly.
Good morning.
Good morning. How can we help you?
Hey, you know, I met this chick on Plenty of Fish.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a freak. She was awesome. We went out. We dated. This chick would. She was just in and out.
Oh God.
She just wore my ass right out. We were having the greatest time.
He came in guns blazing.
Come on.
Like, let's warm it up a little. Jeez.
No, I mean, all of a sudden, we had a couple of days of this. She's just a freak. And then all of a sudden, she doesn't want to talk to me anymore. I don't understand.
Do you think you and her matched on freak level? Do you think she was above you? Maybe you were above her?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. There's a horsehair butt involved, but, you know, I don't know. When she left, she was happy. What can I say? I don't know what turned her off. I mean, you know, I hope I didn't give her something. I mean, come on.
Sounds amazing.
I wonder.
Oh, man.
And this was authentic horsehair. We're having such a wonderful time. I don't get it. I really don't get it.
Oh, God, please. I hope this girl answers the phone next.
Freaky. That's all I can say. She's a freak.
All right, Brian, we're going to try and call her for you next, and I pray to the Lord above. Mm. If God exists, this girl will answer the phone. Hang on, okay?
Absolutely.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
My God, if you just missed our conversation with Brian, you missed one of the greatest conversations ever. He was telling us about this girl that he went out with. Her name is Misty.
Mm-hmm.
And Pebbles, normally when people call us for a second date, they're like, you know, we had a great time. We went to the movies. We had a great dinner. We had a great conversation. You know, maybe they came over my place. We had a little No. Brian was like, we got together. We've had so much crazy, freaky sex. People were hanging from things. There was horsehair involved. I don't know. But you both are freaks, and you said that you were just like going to war each time, basically, right? Brian?
Yes.
Oh, just making sure you're there.
I'm listening. I'm envisioning this. I'm hanging on the chandeliers with it. You brought me back, man. This is absolutely. I mean, no, she didn't say, hey, don't put that in mix. But, you know, she liked it.
Let's move this up. I need to find out.
She's screaming.
Okay.
She's screaming like she's in the slaughterhouse.
Okay, well,
my God.
Okay, stay quiet, and we're going to try and call her right now, okay?
Yeah, it's Misty.
Oh, my God. It's Misty.
Boy.
God, thank you. You do exist. Misty, my name is Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9. Please, can I explain to you why we're calling? It's a good thing.
I don't have a lot of time. No, I'm getting ready for work.
This will be super quick.
Is this telemarketing?
No. We're offering you basically a date that we'll pay for with a guy who called us.
A date that you pay for? Where do we go?
You pick the place. Wherever you want to go. You pick the place, the date, the time.
But I have to go. It has to be with this guy, though.
It has to be with the guy. But no. I'm not even going to tell you who the guy is. You know the guy. Listen. You and this guy, you know each other, and you've had a good time together because he told us all about it, okay? His name is Brian.
No.
What do you mean no? Because he was... Can I just tell you, he told us that you guys had amazing, amazing experiences together, and he would love...
Yeah. I don't date scumbags.
How is he a scumbag? He sounded like a great guy.
Yeah, I mean, the was awesome. So, like, that wasn't the issue. But then, all of a sudden, I received these messages from this random girl. And she started flirting with me, and I thought, okay, and it got really inappropriate and sexual. She's asking me, well, if I was into girls or whatever, and I take a good look at her profile, and then I realize it was Brian, and he must have used a Snapchat filter to look like a girl, and he was basically trying to figure out if I was into girls and if I wanted to have a threesome.
What?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. You know, this is bullshit. We were having a great time.
But hold on.
We had a good
time. All right, this is Misty Bryan's on the phone.
Are you kidding me?
You know, look, I was just testing the waters. I'm just throwing out hints. I want to see what you're into.
Are you kidding me?
Come on, man.
So you just pretend and you lie and you pretend to be some other woman? I mean, no, that's not how this shit works, okay?
Can I
interject?
Guys, can I interject? I just have a question.
You pretended.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't want to interrupt, but Brian, Brian, please let me ask. You were telling us about some of the craziest that you guys did, and you were afraid to just ask her if she wanted to bring another girl into the bedroom?
You know, there are just some things you just can't ask straight up. I dated this girl, and I asked her straight up, and she just slapped me right across the face. So I just figured I'd just test the water, throw out some broad hints, and kid around a little bit and see if she takes a bait. How did you know that was me anyway?
Are you kidding me? It was you with a wig on. I mean,
come on.
You're such a dumbass. I mean, not only are you a scumbag, but you're a dumbass, really, too. Like, I don't know how you thought you were going to get away with that.
I don't know if this is too much to ask, but Misty, if he asked you just straight up, what would you have said?
He's never going to know.
Wow. That means it would have been a yes, Brian. All right, well, Misty, would you like to go on another date with him?
What do you think?
Brian,
you are old.
Brian, you discovered gold and then you lost it on the way home.
What am I supposed to do now? I got this horsehair butt plug, that, you know, it's not like single use, but I can't use it on multiple partners. What am I gonna, that was expensive, you know. Come on.
Shove it up your ass. Are we done here?
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
Here's the thing, just because the guy you're seeing happens to be hanging out with very attractive women at his house and he's in between their legs doesn't mean that he's cheating on you. It doesn't. You'll see what I'm talking about tomorrow. Brand new second date update on the 10s, 8:10 right here with your Get Up Crew.
Yeah. Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.